Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Looking to get the most out of your money, time, and even better, your points and miles? I'm Chris Hutchins. I'm a lifelong optimizer, and I've sold 2 companies, racked up millions of points, and traveled the world to over 60 countries almost always for free. And I host All the Hacks, an award-winning podcast trusted by more than 1 million listeners that turns big ideas into quick tactical moves you can start using today to upgrade your life, money, and travel. Recent episodes have covered how to book business class seats for economy prices, how to make an easy $3,000 a month from online deals, and tiny habits that you can use to buy back hours of your time each week. There's no fluff in the show. It's just proven playbooks to travel better, spend smarter, and design a life you're excited about. So search All the Hacks, that's All the Hacks, in your podcast app, hit follow, and start upgrading your life today.
Good morning, little brother.
It's early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance!
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
There were successful people all around that room last night, wasn't there? We started talking about that. Some of the pillars of the community and movers and shakers. And if you want to be part of that, then you want to go to Currency. You want to get with Carson immediately. Go to the Jim Hansen program.
It's a good program.
The Jim Hansen program will get you started there. He will walk you around campus and let you know where you'll be seated when you get your chance to get started with
Hansen.
With Currency. And there's just, the options are amazing. And so you got to be able to get that. But what has to happen is you got to be able to get in there. You got to be able to get your application in. And then you see which area you fit the best. But Jake, here's the thing. When you go through all the different levels of things you do with compliance and all the different things, is that you might start one place, then all of a sudden 5 years, like, I started here, but I'm way off in this other area now because it interests me. And with your interest and skill set, they're gonna make things work for the direction you want to go. It's like, no, that's not what you're here for. They're like, oh, well, what do you want to do? How can we help you? That's what they do. That's what the Jim Hansen program does with Carson.
God, Carson Schott and Jim Hansen.
Yeah.
That's
people you want to know.
Yeah. Running Currency.
With Tom and Sean.
And they'll be at the golf tournament and hopefully at Aragon.
Yeah, at some point.
Planning a lunch.
Carson, get back to us on that.
It's still TBD at this point, yes. But it's on the agenda.
Yes. And Tom or Sean would be fine. It doesn't have to be both.
We understand. They're busy people. Yeah. We get that.
Well, we have breaking news like after the fourth, Jake, on the golf tournament situation.
I don't know.
I just had some text today. It's the only reason I ask. And people last night, I don't know if there's anyone who didn't ask if they were playing in the tournament or not.
We'll have to see. Can't promise that.
That's okay.
Because golf courses are really busy right now.
Oh.
Let's just try. I'll tell you what, I'll take this over.
No, I'll get involved. Don't.
Well, no, just for the call. Jake has to run it. You know what? You and me could know. That would be a just. Imagine us running a golf tournament.
I don't think that Jim Egger is an option for our tournament because it's you have to walk that course. I think people like to take carts on their scramble.
I agree. So we're not down to just Mr. Egger.
No, this is not. We love Egger.
We're not upset with this
we
at
love
all.
Jim.
No.
I happened to go by there for some reason the other day, and it was when we had those flash rainstorms, and there was two kids out there with their clubs. They were putting, and it was pouring rain. It was pouring. Not raining. It was pouring rain.
Commitment.
And they were just like,
beautiful.
They're just like, you know what? We're just going to take it. And literally within 5 minutes, it was sunny again. And you just know they were soaked.
This will make me a state champion someday.
Exactly.
Fighting through the rain.
God. That sounds fun.
It does. I'd say that story about Jake and his shirt's too tight and went home after three strokes.
It's legitimate. I feel
three strokes.
I get mocked for it to this day by my parents. And rightfully so.
Just went home.
And said, my shirt's too tight.
Shirt's too tight.
That's legit. There's no lie at all.
I couldn't imagine myself. I'm just telling you myself getting in the because your age what fifth grade this time?
No, I was probably seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
Seventh or eighth grade. Yep.
I couldn't imagine getting in the car with you. And that just happened. There'd be
it was silence.
There'd be silence on the way home.
It was embarrassment by all three parties.
There'd be
mom,
silence.
Dad, me. Most I was embarrassed. They're embarrassed for me. That's why it's still this day. 20 years later, it's still brought up in random occasions. Yeah.
And I would be this one.
I'm
too.
Not proud of it.
If it came up again about I'd like to want to go golfing this weekend, it'd be like this be like one of those.
No. Your shirt too tight?
It'd just be. It'd be. I wouldn't even say that. I'd be like, no, we're not doing that.
What kind of shirt are we talking about?
Yeah. It probably wasn't too tight.
It wasn't too tight.
I had to have an excuse.
He
I was playing bad.
He slices a couple balls.
I topped
and all of a sudden,
couple. I said, this is not it today. We got to go home. Not proud of that.
It's okay.
It is time, without further ado,
you've worn it.
For Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Remodels is what they do. Kitchens, baths, whole house remodels, additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
I was talking to a lot of people about Randy last night and the people we'll be reaching out to in the future. But I think it was important to know also that he can look at every different level. And so sometimes, like, let's say remodel, like, you mean he only does, you know, you have to redo, you know, your entire house. No, he does rooms, he does bathrooms, he does outside. We have the 10% discount on the deck work that's going on right now. So he has all those avenues to have a chance to look at. Plus, a lot of people, right, what's going to happen is they want the work done. It's summer, it's vacation, things are going on, but they want the work done in the fall. You got to get booked up. It's like anything else. If you don't have something, it's like all of a sudden, I'll call him up. I want to get it done in September. And then all of a sudden, it's like that's not happening. And he is. So we just want to get on top of today. If you get a chance, what was the phone number again, Jake, if you could?
Oh, hang on. I
kind of threw that one at you. Someone was asking me last night to make sure I had the phone number.
I have it. I just lost it, though. Keep talking.
So it's Randy Diner.
Randy.
He was in a meeting with Duke. Because yesterday.
The number is this, 402-417-5204.
There will be a time that Randy will be unavailable, though, in kind of later to July. That's when the trip to Canada will take place. And
you're going to Canada.
Fishing
yes.
trip.
Yes, the fishing trip. Yes. Randy will be on the trip. There's actually about 30 of us going.
We'll name everybody.
Okay, so
I can't imagine the story
right
is
now.
Coming back from
yes.
that, Bill.
So That'll be. Remember that we're going to the exact same location where the Diner kids burned down the cabin. Burn the deck.
You
off
have
the
another
cabin.
Picture of the Canada flag. At all.
Yes, I will. I'll make sure that happens.
Okay. I don't know if he can recreate that.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to recreate it because that's a one of one. It's one of one. Yeah. So I'll just kind of let.
We
that
are
one
glad be. That picture exists, though.
We're going to do
Bill's Thrills.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be an imposter, and I feel like I'm a fraud. Right now, I feel like I'm a complete fraud.
Hard
I
did. On yourself.
I asked you guys, and you guys agreed with it, because I did a section last night, but felt the breakers might enjoy it. There were some that weren't available last night to be at the Ruhlman's deal, so I did one last night. So we're gonna. Here's where I feel bad for those who were at Philman's last night.
Just bring it,
because we're gonna go with a.
Just bring it.
We're gonna go with what we did last night. So the
I'll respect that.
Get that. To be in the club, you got to iron the rub. To be in the tub, you've got to iron the rub. Cool parenting tips to teach your kids and also go back in time to what?
Better times.
To go back to better times. When I go back to the time we talked about, initially a lot of this arrived via cereal boxes.
Yes.
But the ability to get iron-on logos you would get. and you would get logos, and you would iron them on, and you just pick any clothes out of your closet. Didn't matter what it was. You just grab clothes out of your closet. You'd be in third grade, and you'd have the iron out, and you'd iron it on, and you had to peel it off so carefully.
Right.
Because if it got that edge a little bit, it'd go, and it never came off good. It would be just the same way as thinking that you're going to put your own window tinting on. That never worked either. Window tinting never. Don't try. There's always
bubbles everywhere.
No chance. So this was the same thing. Also, we talked about the iron-on patch for the knee.
Yep.
And the iron-on patch for the knee was also, because back in our day, I don't know how you guys grew up. I didn't grow up this way. Tore jeans at that in the knee at that. That didn't equal just get new jeans. There was going to be a patch. But the iron-on was the way. Just being in third grade and running an iron, and your mom thought nothing of it. Just, what are you doing? I got to put this patch on. On what? On my jean jacket. Sounds great. And as I told Steve, it could be like STP.
Right.
It could be like something like that. You didn't know what it was.
STP was a big one back then.
STP, for some reason, some sort of oil product. Yeah. That was a big product to have on. But you just, but a lot of times they showed up in cereal boxes, or you could purchase them. And sometimes you purchase them, there'd be like two or three on one sheet. And so you'd have to iron that baby on and get that, and then peel it off.
Cereal boxes.
It came in cereal
boxes.
Came out of cereal boxes. You get logos, you'd iron on. Now you have people, I got a Cricut. I make a perfect t-shirt for you. And I don't care about that. That doesn't interest me. I want to do iron on better times.
And you'd go straight to the iron.
Myself, yes. I'd run the iron myself.
I didn't run the iron.
Hot iron.
Yes. You did it. Yeah. God. That's probably why you advanced a little.
The most interesting
farther.
Part was you didn't go, Mom, I got these iron-ons. Can you go buy me a new shirt? No, you just use the shirt closet. Just find something. And then you thought nothing of it. Just be aware. If someone came to school with two logos ironed on their shirt on a random t-shirt, no one thought anything of it. It was more like, that's sweet. That is sweet. Where'd you get those STP stickers at? Well, I got them in Count Chocula. Oh, awesome.
I don't think this existed in my...
It's possible.
I don't know what this. If it
not.
Did, if maybe I might have missed
no,
out on this.
No, you missed. You wouldn't have
do
had
it.
That time. Anybody from the text line, Jake, remember these?
I haven't seen anybody yet.
It's
Bill.
Possible that
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The sticker thing in cereal boxes probably was fairly short-lived.
Probably.
But we experienced it. I remember it vividly.
This is a third stone from Beatrice.
Third stone.
This is new.
I had STP on a white t-shirt and would roll the sleeves a bit in third grade. I thought I was the Fonz.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
Better
thought
times.
Thought of better times.
Good God.
Imagine that. Think you were the Fonz, iron on.
Why was STP so popular?
Don't know. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
I can still see it.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like kind of a blue and reddish, like around the edge of it? That was like a.
It's red, white, and blue.
And it was a oil supplement, right? Is what it was.
Just oil.
Oil, yeah. Might have been just oil.
It seemed like maybe like IndyCar was a little more popular back then.
Might have been.
I think maybe that's.
But to
what it
see
was.
It on an STP sticker on something,
okay, like Mario Andretti, yeah, he was an iconic figure.
STP.
Dino says, I remember it very well. You had to be so careful taking them off.
Oh, it was. It was just a slight kind of the edge, like this. You just kind of shake it. And if you try to get it just right. And then sometimes it just didn't work. And if you only had 3/4 of it, you just kept it on. You didn't take it off. It's like, no. I'm going to throw the shirt away. Nah, no big deal. We're good. I'll wear it to school tomorrow. Be awesome.
Several people saying that maybe Richard Petty made STP popular.
Yeah,
Richard Petty.
It was Petty. It was 100%
Richard
Petty.
Petty.
Not
Thank
even
you.
Close. It was Petty.
Not Andretti.
It was Petty.
Yeah, not Andretti.
Yeah, it was Petty.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Richard Petty. Thank you.
That was better times.
YouTube. Genghis says, better times. Iron-on patches no longer work, can no longer save a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
You don't see that a lot.
And you did it inside out, too. Yeah. We talked about this.
We did that, Bill.
Oh, we did that. And also, it's like, don't worry about it. No one will notice because the patch is on the inside. Oh, they notice. They know. And also, here's the thing, Jake. Jake, I know you've never had a knee patch on a pair of jeans.
No.
Maybe.
But Steve, you could feel it.
It was oh, yeah.
Because you could feel the patch because it was heavier. It was a very heavy, and it was not very pliable.
No.
Not pliable. But you,
no.
It was
like you're right.
It was like a piece of cardboard that they would iron on in the inside of your jeans.
Didn't bother
And again, not big, No big whoop.
No, I didn't.
He had a shirt with iron-ons with three quarters of a logo and jeans with patches and is like, no big deal.
I played outside a lot in jeans. So.
Yeah.
Old Dad says, used to have the STP sticker on a white t-shirt and the candy cigarettes rolled up in the arm sleeve.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Gold.
That's
candy
cool.
Cigarettes.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, the STP stickers really resonated with people. Yeah.
Richard Petty.
Because it was big back in our day for some reason. That's also, such a random thing, but it was. It was more prevalent back then.
I haven't seen an STP sticker for 25 years. It didn't even exist.
Bring them back.
I had an STP cap. I had one on my cap.
You still have one?
No, I don't, but I had a cap. Like, it was pretty normal.
One of the gas stations you get them from, too, there's these gas stations. You ever heard of this one before, Steve? DX. There was a Breakers. Help me if I'm right.
Is that Northeast?
It was a DX. It was like a service station. So it was like it may have been a version of mobile. I don't know.
Huh.
But
no,
I have not. It was DX, and you could get, and so you also had STP stickers on my bike. Yeah, it's like oil.
Everywhere.
Better times.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Better times.
To be in the club, you got to iron the rub.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
You were running the iron in third grade. I did not do that.
I did that. Also, a breaker write in about the candy cigarettes. It would be nothing for your parents to walk by you and you're fake smoking a candy cigarette. They wouldn't say a thing like, what are you doing? Yeah, you do the fake smoking. And that was, and there was a little touch of pink on the end. They would take the cigarettes and they would, like, a little touch of pink on the end. Yeah. And they came, and they always broke apart.
Didn't it have a puffing mechanism that if it would actually make a little puff of smoke?
I don't
remember. Come on.
Not in the candy. I don't remember that. But I remember, that was not a big thing to have. That did. But that was common.
Yeah.
To fake smoke.
I think you can still find candy cigarettes around.
Well, I brought some in.
Yeah. Bill brought, like, last year,
Duke,
they brought those
Duke
in.
Bought them for us in Milford. No, not Milford.
I could probably find some in Lincoln.
Yeah.
Sure. But, I can find some
candy
cigarettes.
Yeah, you can find some. Yeah.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record is 2-1 on the week. Winning week possibly today.
Okay. This is big for us.
Today's a throwback Thursday. We had the NBA draft last night.
Okay.
NBA number one overall picks of the past. I will give you the school, the team that took them, and the year. You tell me who that person is.
Okay.
And I'll give you this. We're going back to some better times. Not all new times.
We should be okay.
There's better times involved.
Thank you.
Okay.
If you think your number one overall picks in the NBA draft, it's definitely not that. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Number one overall picks of the past.
This will be fun.
NBA. Do you guys
If you don't get them, I'll be excited to talk about them.
Yeah.
You guys should know all of these names.
That's the spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Aaron on the line. Aaron. Aaron, how do you feel about NBA number one overall picks of the past?
Oh, pretty good.
All right.
Okay.
Aaron came in pretty strong. Okay.
Bill is a lifeline for Sip. It's one personal question. Aaron, first question to you. What Purdue forward did the Bucks take first overall in the 1994 NBA draft?
You got it. I got it.
That was Glenn Robinson.
Yep. Big dog.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. Right.
Big dog.
1-0 lead for Aaron. Sip, first question.
God, he was beautiful to watch.
What Oklahoma forward did the Clippers take first overall in the 2009 NBA draft?
Oh, we should know this.
I have it if you don't have it.
Hold on. I'm going to try to get it, but I might need you. He played in Lincoln. Oh, I could see him. He's got freckles. He's a power forward.
Brilliant dunk.
Really good dunker. Now he's still around, but not in the league. He had bad knee problems.
A lot of description, but no name here. 5 seconds.
Oh, Bill, help me.
I sent you a picture of him like 2 days ago.
You did. Come on.
Blake Griffin.
Brilliant.
I wouldn't have got it.
Is correct. 1-1 tie.
I wouldn't have got that name.
Bill has been utilized correctly, but he's out. Can't use him now. Back to you, Aaron, for
the lead.
We
shouldn't
have
lost me on Blake Griffin.
No. Should have got it.
For the lead, Aaron, last question. What Syracuse forward / center did the Nets take first overall in the 1990 NBA draft?
Got it.
Layup.
The Nets?
The Nets.
Was that D.C., Derek Coleman?
Yeah. Darren's good.
Yeah. Was Derek Aaron. Coleman.
Yeah. Aaron, you like the NBA, don't you?
I do.
That's a good get right there. That indicates to me that you must be over 40.
I'll be 40 in a month.
Okay. Wow, there we go.
All right.
Bill cannot help you, Sip. Last question to force the tiebreaker. What Cincinnati forward did the Nets take first overall in the 2000 NBA draft?
Kenyon Martin.
Brilliant.
4 for 4.
Yes.
And this will go to you guys today.
It was
the caller yesterday that did the tiebreaker.
Okay, here we go.
You can confer with Bill.
Thank you.
Dating back to 1947, how many first overall picks in the NBA draft have averaged 20 or more points per game their rookie year?
God, what a question. 47.
Dating
how many years
back,
is that?
That's, I don't know, 80 years or so. Dating back to 1947, how many first overall picks have averaged 20 or more points per game in their rookie
season? So it's about
season?
80 years.
About
80
years, yeah.
Yeah, Daniel, let's go for this. It's either that or it's this. Don't go in between.
Don't go in between?
No. Take your number. I'm fine.
Okay, well, let's say 22.
Over, under 22, Aaron.
I'm going to say under.
This is painful. The answer was 21. You guys were close.
It hurts. It's so painful.
It
hurts my stomach.
It does.
I want to throw up.
What did Bill write down?
24.
We're right there.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Aaron's a great adversary. Yes. I mean, what?
And I thought for sure that he would take the odds of over. I thought he'd probably go over with that.
Aaron, good job by you. Yeah. I'm really impressed by your NBA knowledge.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's a tough loss, but hey, we got all four questions.
Brutal loss.
My favorite part is when you almost get it on the nose. Is seeing Jake's face.
Yeah,
you say the number.
I'm almost sad for you. He almost nailed it.
Aaron was.
He got Derek Coleman.
He
got Glenn Robinson.
How does See, he we, have we can get Griffin. Kenyon Martin, but not name last year.
Yeah,
it's really odd.
It's really odd. I have no idea.
I don't know who went first.
The last
5 years,
I have no idea.
Yes. I don't know who went first last year. I really don't.
I had to think pretty hard last night who won the national title this year.
I thought about this morning who won it. It was Florida. Yeah. Houston, that game.
You forget.
Tough loss, babe. Played well today. Missed it by one.
Yeah, we played well.
We can't. There's some games you don't lose, you just run out of time. Yeah.
Hour three is next. We have a extremely, extremely hot take by someone from CBS Sports about
really hot
in the SEC. Let's just get next an early break on the ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.